world famous Phil Henry show. Just talking about Ted Bell and the merch store. Steve, I think we also have some of your stuff in there.
Yeah, you have the B&B.
We do have B&B construction stuff. Stephen Bozell is with us. Steve is at his home in Corona, California. Now, I understand, Steve, that you're taking some... Okay, we got a bathtub situation, right?
Yes, sir.
Hold on for just a minute.
Okay, I'll be here, Mr.
Okay, stop the recording.
Yeah.
We got another guy in a bathtub.
So we got another guy in a bathtub. Oh, my God. I checked it out. General Shaw and everything.
I told the kid it was all right. What difference does it make, Phil?
Phil, people have been in bathtubs before.
I know, but it's just nuts, man. It's usually you're talking to a guy who's in his car, you know.
What, are you going to start to cry?
Time is turning. You're all like...
No, I'm not crying. I'm just... Okay, I don't give a damn. It's Steve, hi. How you doing?
Fine. Is everything okay?
Everything's fine. I didn't anticipate. So you're in the bathtub, huh?
Yeah, that's what it looks like, a bathtub to me. I'm looking at it. I'm sitting in it. I'm looking straight down, and I'm looking at my...
Phil's laughing.
Mr. Eddie, I came on here. It's not a serious topic, but I would like to be taken seriously in terms of...
You said you're looking down and looking at what?
I'm nude. What do you think I'm staring at?
Okay, never mind. It doesn't make any difference.
Oh, my God, the guy's got a ball. Hey, April, honey, bring me the bath oil, too. Yes, I am in the bathtub.
April, honey, bring me the bath oil. Henry's going to be, he's going to be laughing through this whole thing.
Mr. Henry, I can call back later if I enjoy a laugh.
Don't call back.
No, I enjoy a laugh as much as the next guy, but if you want to go ahead and monkey me up, put on some white gloves, maybe a derby, maybe a top hat, and have me go, I am not down for that at all, Mr. Henry.
What? Nothing. Nothing. Bill, if you want to take off, I'll do the interview. I don't know, man. I'm just laughing at everything today.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. It's not going to make for a very good... Yeah, General, if you wouldn't mind, I'll jump in a minute.
Listen, if you're giving the reins of this thing over to me, I'm going to take them and I'm going to run with them.
Go ahead. Steve, it's General Shaw is going to be talking to you.
What is that about? I'm on the Phil Henry show.
Don't worry, but please, Mr. Bozell, just for a few minutes, because Phil is... He's laughing at everything he hears.
Well, this is kind of serious for me. And the reason why I called in and I booked this time...
Now, when you booked this time, did you know you'd be in a bathtub?
I didn't know this was going to be an issue.
No, but I'm just curious.
Today was a particularly hard day. We did a tilt-up out in Diamond Bar. We also poured two driveways over in Glendora. I'm very tired, and I need to just take a tub and... God. Oh. Do you mind if I shoot some hot water in?
I know that Phil doesn't like that.
No, I know that, but I need to just kind of get a little bit on, just a little... Yeah. Oh, that felt good.
All right, Steve, please don't turn the hot water on again, because it does kind of, it sort of disgusts me, too.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to disgust anybody. I came on here to talk about, you know, the songwriting class I'm taking.
Yes, and we want to talk about, you all right?
I'm all right. Thank you very much, General. Steve, I'm back.
Good. I wanted to talk to you, Mr. Henry, about this, because I knew that you know about songwriting.
No, I really don't, but I've been around songwriters. I've had musician friends, and...
Well, so have I.
Okay, I'm the host of the show. How about that?
Oh, my God, you just went...
Look, if this is going to be clown school, you know what? I'll go ahead and step outside and have myself a smoke or something and wait for class to break up, and I'll take you all home in the car, but...
No, it's fine, okay? Steve Bozell is my guest, folks. You've been taking songwriting lessons.
Yes, sir.
And this is a songwriting class...
Yes, sir. It's an online songwriting class. But I've gotten to know the teacher, and he is showing us the fundamentals of songwriting, including the lyrics and things like that.
And this was something, Steve, that you got interested in. Why?
It was just a creative... You know, I'm always looking for a creative outlet for myself. I've spent my entire life in the construction business. But early on in my life, I wanted to be in a band. And I guess you could say I went out. I did everything but learn how to play guitar. I bought leather pants. I had tight boots that zippered up. And you know, I
all right. So you got? Were you a singer?
I was. Mostly, I played the tambourine in the band.
You were in a band as what? A high schooler?
Yeah, in high school and a little bit when I was in junior college.
And you did not sing. You didn't play an instrument.
Well, I did. I played the tambourine. What you do when you're playing the tambourine? You just moving your, it's, if I could make a noise, it'd be like, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, that kind of thing. So, and you're moving the hip area.
I get it. Okay. So now you decided to take a songwriting class because you're sort of remembering those days?
Well, because I, you know, as I get older, I want to indulge myself a little bit more. So this for me is an exciting thing to explore.
Okay. Now, how do you, and you can go through the steps here with me in terms of writing a song.
Yeah, well, the first thing that I did was I started writing the lyric. And the teacher, Bill said, start with your name. Start singing a song about your name. I'm Steve Bozell, I'm in hell. You have to rhyme Steve Bozell. And the first word I came up with was hell.
Did you want to come up with that word?
Well, he said, just go pre-associate the word. I'm Steve Bozell, I'm living in hell. I don't feel swell. I'm Steve Bozell, hell. I got stuck on that. And,
all right, can I ask you something, Steve?
But please don't analyze the song, Ms. Gray.
No, I'm not, but I did notice I'm stuck in hell. That's because it rhymes.
Yeah, it rhymes with Bozell. It's not that I am stuck in hell.
That melody was a nice one.
Yeah, I'm getting up on it real good. I don't play an instrument. I do play harmonica a little bit, and I can plink it. I can plink it out on a electric piano that my daughter April Jr. has.
So songwriting begins with the lyrical content.
Yeah, and then of course but this song that I wrote.
This sounds like you've gotten a lot down the road on this song.
Yeah, I have. I've gotten the lyric down and I've gotten the melody down.
Okay.
I just heard you go. Is that a laugh?
It almost was, Mr. Bozell. He went.
Okay, if I'm going to be laughed at, Mr. Henry.
I'm not laughing, sir. I swear to God, I'm not. Okay, tell me more about this. What is the song called?
It's called "I'm Steve Bozell." I'm living in hell.
Well, so are you living in hell?
No, but my life can be like that. And so, and it just so happens, my name, I'm Steve Bozell, I'm living in hell, I pre-associate off of that.
Okay, a little more of the song for us?
Okay, he goes, I'm Steve Bozell, I'm living in hell, oh God, I'm in a living hell. It ain't that swell to be Steve Bozell when you're mired in the deep, dark hell. So that's the first stanza.
All right, but why did you write that song?
I wrote the song basically because the words rhymed, and I don't know, this word just took me, you know.
So you were looking to rhyme Steve Bozell.
Yes, sir.
And so you grabbed the words hell, swell, what else was there?
Well, when you say swell, you talk about swell as in good, or it's swelled up.
I'm going to hang this phone up, Mr. Henry.
Hold on. Get out of here, bud.
Oh, come on, man. You know full well he didn't mean it swelled up.
Yeah, there actually is a part in a song about something swelling up, but I go, it's swollen. I didn't say swelled.
Okay, well, that's partially right.
Oh, my God, he's laughing again.
Sit over there, Phil. All right, Steve, go ahead.
All right. I don't know what you find so funny, Mr. Henry. Mr. Henry.
Nothing.
Okay, but you're talking about swollen.
I did not say it's swollen. Here's the part of the song. Oh, God.
Steve, you have to understand, this is a show where we pre-associate, and we want to learn on this show. Sometimes we hear things that are far afield of what we're used to normally, okay? So we're going to comment.
I don't know what you just said, Ms. Gray, but it sounded good, so, you know.
Oh, well, that's fine. So, go ahead, Steve.
All right. In the lyric, by the way, Bud goes, I'm Steve Bozell, I'm living in hell, I'm selling my home whole. I'm Steve Bozell, I'm living in hell. Why is that? Because it's... Why is that? Because it's swollen. I'm Steve Bozell.
All right, so that's how you rhyme swollen.
Yeah, that Bud wanted to know.
Okay, so I was right.
Yes, you were in the ballpark. But you talked about, I'm Steve Bozell, it's swell. You asked me, does that mean it's swelled up? You know?
Can I jump in? No, you may not.
Yeah, Mr. Ernie, this is what you said. You went, can I jump in?
All right, Steve, go ahead.
I'm Steve Bozell, I'm living in hell, I'm living in hell, I am whole, I'm Steve Bozell, hell, hell. I'm living in hell, 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 because I look at it swole. Some people think I live way down in a hole because it's swollen. My name is Steve Bozell. I live it in hell, hell, hell. Please won't you be holding? You see?
All right, so in other words, Steve, now it's not making any sense.
Yep, you're rhyming the words, but they're nonsensical.
No, well, it doesn't matter because Bill told us, go ahead and rhyme them. I don't know. You know, he said to go ahead and rhyme them. It doesn't mean it has to make sense at all.
Can I? Here's Phil. Okay, Steve, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
Well, Mr. Henry, yes, you did. So, yeah.
All right, you're right. I did laugh, but I do want to, along with everybody else, make sense of this. I'm Steve Bozell. So you have to start with your name.
He asked us to write a song. Like, if you started with your name, how would it go?
If I started with my name...
Yeah, go ahead, Phil.
My name is Phil Hendry. I feel free every day of the week.
Oh, boy.
That's not too good, Phil. You got a melody to that?
Well, you asked me to, you know, write it lyrically.
Well, that's good lyrically, yeah. But see, you got to have the thing that Bill said I was good at.
What's the guy's name?
Bill Newcomb.
Bill Newcomb, okay.
That's a placeholder name. I don't know what his real last name is. I just call him Bill Newcomb.
Well, what's his first name?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, so let me do this. So you don't know his first name or his last name?
No.
And the name Bill Newcomb. And the name Bill Newcomb is a placeholder name.
Yes, ma'am. I forget what his name is.
All right, let me jump in. All right, so Steve, go ahead with the song.
Well, it goes like that. I'm Steve Bozell, lil, lil. I'm living in hell, 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 all the way to... No, it goes, I'm Steve Bozell, lil, lil. I'm living in hell, 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 all the way to Jackson Hole. When we drive out through the desert tonight, I'll check, and yes, it's...
What a baby.
Well, you're laughing at it.
Well, yeah, Mr. Ennis, you call him a baby.
Call me a baby.
Go ahead. I'll check. Yes, it's swollen. Is that?
Yes, sir.
All of you guys, fuck off, okay?
Oh, my God.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
You talking to me?
Yes, all of you. Get out of here. I'm hanging up on you, Steve.
You can't hang up on me. My name is...
Your name is Steve Bozell. You're living in hell, hell, hell. And yes, it's swollen.
You want to see Phil Hendry, ladies and gentlemen? He's looking like a chipmunk that got into the ketamine.
Sorry. I can't. I don't know. I'm just laughing my ass. This was a good day. Can I just say it was a very good day? I can't tell you what kind of a day it was, but it was a very, very good day.
Well, why don't you tell everyone, Phil?
I thought you were leaving.
I'm not. I'm not going to leave.
It was a great day. We sold our property.
Oh, you did sell it?
Yeah.
Even with all that mold?
Yeah, we got rid of the mold, and it didn't have all that much mold anyway. We whatever they call it, remediated or something, and we sold it, and we're very happy with that, and just a bunch of cool stuff happened. So I guess I'm feeling good, and I'm sorry. I'm not being very professional here tonight. I'm laughing. Would you please apologize to Mr. Bozell?
Yeah, Mr. Bozell.
He's still on the line?
Yeah, Mr. Bozell, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Henry says he's sorry for being a douchebag. Give me the phone, will you?
Steve, I am very, very sorry for laughing.
All right, but you see, Mr. Henry, I booked this time to be on to talk about the songwriting class I'm doing.
Okay, did he ask you guys to write songs beyond, you know, your first name?
Well, actually, my last name.
Okay, I mean, beyond your last name?
Yeah, he did. I mean, but you just, I wanted to do that. I wanted to work on that. He said you could start off, like, with your pet. You could start off with your wife's name. You could start off with... the name of your street. Like, I live on Bufunga Drive, okay?
What is it called?
Bufunga Drive.
Bufunga Drive.
Here he goes again.
Yeah, he's laughing again. You're kidding, right?
About what?
About the name of your street.
No, I'm not. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why would I be kidding about that?
Because that means, I think, isn't that Italian for...
Yes, it is. It's Italian for F-U.
Oh, I don't know the name of my street, you know, and I don't care.
Is he screwing around? Are you screwing around, Steve?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
What's the name of your street?
I live on Townsend.
Townsend and Corona.
Yeah. So and so I wrote a song about the street that I live on. Townsend is the street I'm on. Townsend, you can never go wrong. On Townsend, there I live, right in a sieve. See?
And well, what does that mean?
I don't know.
You say you live on, that's where you live in a sieve. What does that mean?
Mr. Henry just asked me that.
All right, well, the general asked you too. What does it mean?
It means I live on Townsend, that's where I live. I live on Townsend, I live in a sieve. I don't know, my wife was, she was using one, making some donuts. She had some powdered sugar in it.
In a sieve?
Yeah. Oh, well, look at the judgment that I'm getting here. You write music, Mr. Henry?
No, I'm not, and I'm not even knocking it. I just, all right, go ahead.
All right, so you free associate. I live on Townsend, that's where I live. I live on Townsend, I live in a sieve. Maybe I'm a donut, maybe I'm not. Who's to say I'm not? I don't know, I should work on that a little bit better, but, you know.
Yeah, I would if I were you.
Oh, okay. Wow, look at the big songwriter.
No, you're right, I'm not a songwriter, but, all right, so we're talking to Steve Bozell here, folks. We're going to take a break about song. We're talking to Steve Bozell about songwriting, and Phil Henry has lost it.
Yeah, Mr. Henry lost it about, I'd say, about half past.
Phil Henry lost it about 15 minutes ago and hasn't gotten it back yet.
Sorry, Steve.
Yeah, well, I didn't come on this show, Mr. Henry, to be looked at, sized for a top hat and big shoes, and patted on the ass and said, go on out there and do some tumbles. You see what I'm saying, right?
No, I don't.
Well...
All right, we're going to come back here in a few minutes, and I'll try to get it together. We're talking to Steve Bozell about songwriting and a songwriting class that he's taking with a guy named Bill Newcomb.
The guy's name is Bill Newcomb. That's not really his name because Steve forgot his name. That's a placeholder name. Yeah.
Boy, am I glad I came to work today.
On the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Rincon Motors. Rincon Motors with the fastest cars around. You want to go from 0 to 60 in less than a second? Rincon Motors has got it. All rocket sleds, all rocket powered. Rincon Motors. We're in business to get you in business and get you out there fast and quick. Rocket sleds, we've got them. Rocket jets, we've got them. Land speed vehicles, we've got them. Go fast. Faster than you've ever dreamed in your life. Go faster than anything has ever gone in its life. Go fast. Go so fast, you change shape. Rincon Motors at the corner of 4 and 5, maybe 6. Rincon. We're in the Rincon Shopping Center, not. Randy Hansen here for Randy Hansen's Indoor Plumbing and Randy Hansen's Outdoor Plumbing. We are the only plumbing business in the Southern California area that puts up outhouses just as fast as we put that indoor plumbing in, too. If you want to go outside as opposed to inside, you call Randy Hansen.
Randy Hansen for 35 years. Building outhouses up one side and down the next. You haven't been outside till you've been inside a Randy Hansen outhouse.
Indoor plumbing, outdoor plumbing. Outdoor plumbing, indoor plumbing. Doesn't matter to us. Call us, Randy Hansen.
Randy Hansen.
We're online and in jail.
Buckner's Preservatives. We've been around for a long, long time. Canned jellies and jams, the apricots, the strawberries, and so forth. Buckner's Preservatives are just goddamned good. And put them on a piece of buttered bread or buttered toast, and you are gone from this area for a long time. No one will really... Buckner's Preservatives. Yes, Buckner's. The apricots, the jellies, the jams, the strawberries, you know the drill. Buckner's Preservatives. We've been making the preservative for the last 65 years. How do I know? Because I found some that was that old. And guess what? It tasted good. We put it on a piece of buttered toast, lid into it, and friend, we spent the next hour and a half carving up that jar of Buckner's Preservatives. Buckner's Preservatives. I think you'll enjoy it too. I'm old lady Buckner, and I have been around literally since the 19th century. I'll never die. Never.
Buckner's Preservatives. Since 1841.
That's a shaman. He's one of our priests.
Welcome back, Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California on this Tuesday. And I don't know what's right. Just I had a really good day today, and it's all just kind of, I'm just laughing my ass off. I don't know why. I apologize to Mr. Bozell, who's come on the show to talk to us about songwriting and a songwriting class that he's taken, as we mentioned, from a man by the name of Bill Newcomb. And you promised to find his name, didn't you, Steve?
Mr. Henry, I will try to find Mr. Newcomb's real name. That is a placeholder name that I use.
Okay. Is the name anything like Bill Newcomb?
I don't know. I don't remember his name at all.
So why did you come up with the name Bill Newcomb?
Because I'm getting a third degree here, aren't I, Mr. Henry?
Well, it's unusual to not remember the name of a man who you're taking a songwriting class from.
Why is that unusual? Hold on. Why is it unusual not to remember the name of a man I'm taking a songwriting class from?
Don't you think it's unusual?
No, that's not what you said. You said it is unusual. You're not asking me.
Okay, never mind. His name's Bill Newcomb.
Yes, until I got to go through my stuff. I got to go through my files.
All right, so Bill Newcomb, that's not really his name. I'll do it. So Bill Newcomb, it's not really his name, is your songwriting teacher. Stephen Bozell is with us. He is taking a songwriting class. And we want to hear more, Steve. So once you get the topic, which in this case is you, your name, or the street you live on, what about April? Do you sing a love song to April?
Yes, I do. I wrote a love song to April, and again, using the Bill Newcomb technique, which is to make sure that you rhyme the words. And
well, isn't that true of all songs?
What's that?
That you rhyme the words.
Yeah, it is. It is. But some people, they don't do it exactly. Here's the song that I wrote. April, I love you. All 6 foot of you. You're the biggest girl what I ever done seen. You and I will make it together all the way to... I see, I can't rhyme scene, you know.
What's that?
I was trying to... So you're the biggest girl I ever did see. You and I will make it to the, I don't know.
But to the sea.
What do you mean to the sea?
What, that's the same word.
No, but you're the biggest girl I ever did see, and we'll make it to the sea, S-E-A.
Can I jump? No, you may not, Phil. Just sit there.
That doesn't work, bud. You were the biggest girl I ever did see. You and I'll make it to the sea. I mean, okay. See, so that doesn't make any sense. So... April, hi, honey. I'm. This is how she came into the bathroom. Can I get the bath beads too, honey? The bath oil, and I also need the squeegee. Yeah, and give me the Speedos.
Are you busy taking a bath, or you?
I'm with you.
Okay, so we're talking here with Steve Bozell about songwriting. You're writing a song about your wife, which is lovely, and it's called April.
It's called April. April, I love you. You and me too. I'm going to have to write a whole new song because the song that I'm trying to write doesn't rhyme.
Why do you say it doesn't rhyme?
First of all, it's tough to rhyme the word April. How do you rhyme April?
You could say like maple.
Okay, April, your maple syrup to me.
Well, no, you got to spread it out. Spread it out a little bit.
Spread what? Honey, it's a song I'm writing. My wife just came in and walked out again.
Oh, no, you'd say April, I love you. I don't know.
Yeah, here it is. April, I love you. Maple, too. I got it. April, I love you. Maple syrup, too. I love you in April. Maple syrup month. What about that?
You want an honest opinion?
Yeah.
It really, as the guys would say, it sucks on wheels. It really does.
Thank you very much. You know, the one thing I'd always hope for, Ms. Gray, was you would be at least the one that would...
Oh, take it easy, Steve. We're talking to Steve Bozell.
Tell me to take it. You take easy and shove it in your... Never mind. I'm sorry. I was just quoting Tombstone.
Yeah, I'm about to hang up the phone.
I'm sorry.
We're talking to Steve Bozell here about songwriting. He's taking a songwriting class from a guy named Bill Newcomb. That's not really his name. That's a placeholder name. Get Phil back in here. The general's laughing.
Come on, Phil.
Why? General's laughing. Yeah, see? Okay.
I'm glad everybody finds my life funny.
I don't find it funny, Steve. There's aspects of what we're talking about. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead what?
You were singing about April. She's your wife. You love her.
Of course I do.
Okay, well, you ought to be able to sing a love song about her.
April. Here's the one that I wrote. April, you are swell. Wait. April, I love you more and more each day. April, I love you more and more each day. When I march down the hall, April, I love you, woo, woo, woo. You and me, can we be...
Wait a second.
You, what?
That sounds like something out of a horror movie.
Yeah, that sounds like a ghoul march or something.
Well, you guys, as soon as I get into a groove, you guys tell me it sucks.
It doesn't suck, but it did sound like it was a ghoul march.
Talking about
April, I love you, you, you know what I'm saying? Don't you have something with a lighter melody?
Mr. Henry, I got your lighter melody swinging, okay?
Hey, I can hang this phone up just as easy as I can be talking to you.
I'm sorry. All right, April, I love you. You, I don't know, man. It just dies after that.
Well, don't start out with April, I Love You. I got it. There is one month of the year where everything comes clear. It is the month of April. Go, take it from there.
There is one month of the year where everything comes clear. It is the month of April, and that is who I hold dear. Hey, that work was great.
See, I told you.
That's pretty good. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, April, you are the girl that I love because you're ass. Well,
why do you have to go there? What is that about? Why did you go there, Steve?
I don't know. It's the first thing I think of when I think of my wife is her ass. Hi, honey. She's in folded towels.
Well, I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, you bet damn right it is, you know.
You can't sing a song about that.
Why not?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Sing about your wife's ass.
Oh, come on, you guys. Go ahead, Steve.
April, your ass is the greatest ass I've seen in all the years I've seen ass. I don't know, man. You know, I'm done.
Yeah, I'll bet you are, man. All right.
Okay, Mr. N, you think you're such a big shot.
Well, Steve, we're not getting anywhere. But you want to try writing a song about your wife's ass?
I will. Honey, you want me? Can I write a song about your ass? She turned around. She lifted her leg as if she's joking around. You joking with me? She lifted her leg as if she was going to urinate on me. April, your ass is the greatest. I got it. April, your ass. I would never take a pass on April's ass. How about that?
That's a good start. You're going to need more music.
What, are you the teacher all of a sudden?
Well, what class is this, man, from Bob Newcomb?
Bill Newcomb.
All right, from Bill Newcomb, who's teaching you how to write songs, and you're not even finishing them. You're not even writing them all that well. And I got to tell you something, Steve. I don't mean to put you down, but the melody's all the same. Yeah, it's the same melody, Steve.
Oh, bullshit.
It kind of is. It's what you go, April, your ass is the greatest ass. I will never take a pass on your ass. Like that.
That was pretty good, bud.
Yeah. Only, yeah, Bud's was better than one you wrote.
F you.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on podcast one. I apologize. I just, I couldn't keep it together tonight. Phil's took some funny pills or something. I didn't take any pills at all, folks. I had a pretty good day, and I've been in a good humor.
Yeah, you can be in a good mood, and the mood is so good, you destroy the show.
I didn't destroy anything.
It was all right.
I want to thank Steve Bozell for joining us from the Bill Newcomb Songwriting School.
I don't know, man.
The Bill Newcomb Songwriting School. All you need to write a good song. I'm Margaret Gray.
Piss.
It's a good melody. Hey, April, I love you. I love April too. April, I love you all the way through. Your ass is great. Your ass is.